Nous sommes Léopold et Anna et nous allons interviewer James Mattson, notre professeur de musique, sur les concerts de fin d'année.
Hi, we are Léopold and Anna and we are going to interview James Mattson, our music teacher, for the end of the year concerts. Where do you find themes for concerts?
Sometimes it depends what's going on in the world. Sometimes if we have something happening in the school, I try and link the theme into what is current or what is interesting. Sometimes a song might spark a theme. This theme is called Oceans Apart, and that came from the first lyric of Right Here Waiting For You that starts with that same lyric saying oceans apart day after day. So that's where this year's theme came from.
Okay. Do you usually do the same theme for everyone?
Generally, there's a theme for everyone, but then some years choose to do other things, like they might want to do plays about some books that they've been reading. Other people have been doing, the CE2s did a different theme. They have been doing cinema and short films and stop motion animation, so they did their own little concert as well.
Did some of your concerts, end up online?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Do the small classes do a lot of songs?
They do, yeah. Right from PS and MS, they are doing a lot of songs for their little concerts. Yeah, amazing.
Did you create the majority of the songs?
No. I find songs that are related to our theme of oceans and oceans apart. A lot of the songs I found were about sailing and returning back home to family and friends, which was really nice. And then there's usually a couple of my pieces that I write in the concerts as well, because I write lots of songs about the sea and the ocean, which is my favourite thing to write about. And so, yeah, a couple of my songs ended up in the concerts, including a brand new one that the CM2s performed for their concert called My North. So it got a bit of a world premiere right here in Maroubra.
Are you stressed for the concerts?
Yeah, I do get a little bit stressed. It's a good stress though. It's a bit of adrenaline, making sure that I play all the notes right on the piano. Some people probably think I look really calm at an ease when I'm playing the piano, but I've actually got a lot going on in my brain. And just making sure that all the children are doing what they should be, conducting the songs from the piano, as well as just running the concert and making sure that children don't go too crazy and do as they're told.
Are you tired of all the repetitions?
No, I actually like the repetitions. The rehearsals are when all the hard work kind of come together and you get to hear the end product of all the work that we've been doing. So it's kind of really, really exciting, I think, to hear all the pieces come together.
And are you excited about the concerts?
Absolutely, yes. Especially these ones, because we haven't really performed for parents in 2 years with the pandemic. So this is super exciting to actually have an audience again, instead of doing video concerts. So these ones are really special, something that we always just took for granted, I guess, that we could perform for our parents. But now, after having 2 years without them, it's really nice being back in the hall performing for an actual audience and the parents being there and sharing the music.
Yeah. How hard are the preschool kids to keep calm?
Concentrated are much easier than CM2. No, just kidding. The preschool are pretty good. They just sing along with the songs. As soon as you start playing the songs, they are switched on and ready to go. So they're pretty good.
Do you have enough instruments?
I would love some more instruments. We have plenty and we are very lucky to have the instruments that we do have.
Yeah.
But I am always adding to what we've got in the classroom. I've just bought a couple of new glockenspiels, so we have a few more glockenspiels, so we have that metal sound, and we've also just bought a couple of metallophones which are like xylophones but with metal, so they're nice and mellow and beautiful sounding.
Okay. Thanks, Jamie, for answering all of our questions. Bye.
You are welcome.